may not be decided until next week. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. There are still tens of thousands of votes to count in a neck-and-neck contest in Nevada.
In Nevada's race for Senate, just 821 votes separate the candidates, as an estimated 40,000 ballots still need to be counted in Clark County. About 20,000 more statewide still need to be cured or were provisional, and eligibility status will need to be determined. But as the vote counting continues, former Attorney General Adam Laxalt's lead has slimmed over incumbent Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The governor's race in Nevada has been decided. Republican Joe Lombardo has unseated Democrat Steve Sisolak. Arizona's incumbent U.S. senator has eked out a win.
Democratic incumbent Senator Mark Kelly wins his bid for re-election in Arizona, defeating GOP challenger and venture capitalist Blake Masters.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The governor's race in Arizona remains a nail-biter. Democrat Katie Hobbs has a slight lead over Republican Carrie Lake, who was endorsed by former President Trump. On social media, he made unfounded claims of voter fraud. Some clarity on whether or not the former president plans to comply with a subpoena from the January 6th committee.
Donald Trump was supposed to appear before the House January 6th committee in a matter of days. But in filing a suit, his attorney said that while other former presidents have voluntarily agreed to testify or give documents, no former president's ever been compelled to do so.
Fox's Jill Nato. Ukrainian police officers are returning to the city of Kherson following 8 months of Russian occupation. Their top priority, finding the booby traps left behind. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Hollywood superstar is hoping to clear his name. Alec Baldwin has filed a lawsuit linked to the shooting death on the set of his film Rust.
Baldwin filing a cross complaint in Superior Court in Los Angeles. The actor suing people involved in the handling and supplying of the loaded gun he was using when it fired, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. Baldwin names the set armorer, props master, munitions supplier, and an assistant director, blaming them for putting the loaded gun in his hand. Baldwin says neither he nor Hutchins knew the weapon contained a live round. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
3 days after winning re-election, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis toured the devastation caused by Hurricane Nicole. Homes and other buildings collapsed into the ocean in the southeastern community of Wilbur-by-the-Sea as huge amounts of water came ashore. Other structures are being stabilized now with rocks. The rough weather apparently didn't mess much with NASA's new rocket.
Winds from Hurricane Nicole caused little damage to NASA's new moon rocket, necessitating only minor repairs. And administrators say everything is now on schedule for a Wednesday launch from the Kennedy Space Center. The rocket was moved out to the launch pad last week prior to Nicole's approach. NASA wants to test all the systems before putting astronauts on board in 2024 for a trip around the moon.
Fox says Kevin Uretsky, two previous launch attempts had to be scrubbed due to fuel leaks. China appears to be sticking to its zero COVID policy. Everyone in a southern district of nearly 2 million people has been ordered to stay at home today, except to get tested or buy food. Separately, China is shortening its quarantine period for travelers arriving in the country. It will now be 5 days instead of 7 in an effort to ease costs and disruption. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.